on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A school teacher has been killed in a botched cash in transit robbery in Richards Bay. Police say the woman allegedly unintentionally knocked down one of the robbers while passing by the scene earlier today. The other suspects immediately opened fire on her car before fleeing. Provincial police spokesperson Robert Netsiunda.
Police in KwaZulu-Natal are on the lookout for an unknown number of suspects who attempted to rob a cash delivery vehicle along Dune Road at Ndalabantu in the Kwambonambi. The suspects also hijacked another vehicle and used it to flee from the scene.
A community leader in Phoenix says they are hoping for swift action from the police as they work to track down the killers of a local priest. Lenny Naidu was stabbed to death yesterday. The 59-year-old's body was found in a storage container at a temple in Eastbury. The motive for the murder is not known. Ward 49 councillor Tino Pile has described Naidu as a loved member of the community.
We don't want it to be a matter where it's taken lightly. Murder is murder. And above all, to make matters worse, is a religious leader in the community. And we want SAPS to obviously do what is necessary to apprehend the perpetrator. These issues obviously affect the community because we are a close-knit community. And the leader himself, the religious leader himself, was a well-known person in the area of Eastbury. So it's obviously a shock to our community and it's so close to home.
An aviation expert says the government needs to eliminate taxes on travelling costs that contribute to the high prices of plane tickets. Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Trade, Industry and Competition says it wants an investigation into alleged overcharging of passengers by airlines. But expert Lyndon Burns asserts that additional taxes imposed by government are to blame.
There's 15% VAT. There's a passenger service charge applied by the airports company that can be up to 100 rand or close to 100 rand on a domestic ticket. There's a passenger safety charge levied by the Civil Aviation Authority for a similar reason. There's a fuel surcharge that some airlines hard. In addition to that, we've got the highest cost of jet fuel, frankly, in the world, at nearly a 35% premium because we have to import fuel.
Burns says the government needs to promote competitive air transport and provide infrastructure that's fit for purpose. The Department of International Relations says it's pushing on with efforts to recover over R1 million from officials abroad for damages to rental properties. Over the past 5 years, Derco incurred R1.3 million in losses, with only R200,000 recovered. According to a News 24 report, a total of 33 disciplinary cases were filed, but only two officials suspended. The largest loss occurred in 2023-2024, totaling over R600,000. And over R500,000 worth of pies have been stolen from a Michelin-starred chef in the UK. And Tommy Banks is urging the thieves to do the right thing. They took his van with its load of the 2,500 pies. They were ready for a Christmas market in York. He's asking those responsible to drop them off somewhere. He's added he hopes the pastry snatchers don't get any presents this Christmas. Durban 25 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Pete Buerter back in Cuenamapaca to slot straight into the Proteas test side if he plays in the second test. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca feels that his Chelsea team can dominate the Premier League in the future. And Willy Leroux has been linked with the move to English club Bath next season.